From the KPIX 5 newsroom, this is Bay Area Nightbeat on KBCW.
Now on Nightbeat, busted twice this year, and tonight a Novato Safeway loses its liquor license. The Safeway caught selling alcohol to minors.
It's happened not once, but twice in the past year at the store on Nave Drive in Novato. Nightbeat's Andrea Nakano is live there now with the sting that caught them red-handed. Andrea.
Yeah, Juliet and Brian, it was just this Thursday. Employees cleared six rows of alcohol off the shelves of the store after being caught for selling alcohol to minors. And this is not the first offense for this particular Safeway. Cases of water, juice, and chips now stock the shelves, replacing the bottles of wine, beer, and hard liquor that filled the aisles of this store. According to the Novato Police Department, this Safeway on Nave Drive got caught for selling alcohol to minors twice in the last year. Police say minor decoys walked in, showed their IDs, but still walked out with the alcohol. According to Alcohol and Beverage Control, the store violated similar offenses in 2014 and 2016.
Have you specifically targeted that store because they've had a history?
No, we have not. We're actually required to go out and go to all the different merchants.
Now the store won't be able to sell alcohol for the next 2 months. Safeway released this statement saying, in compliance with an order from the California Department of Alcohol Beverage Control, the Nave Drive store in Novato has suspended sales of alcoholic beverages, including a limited number of kombucha products until December 17th. And when it does get its liquor license back, the store will be placed on probation for 3 years.
Our agency and ABC are going to be monitoring them over the next couple of years. We want them to be successful within the community. We don't want them to lose their license, but we also want to make sure that they're not going to sell alcohol to minors.
And to help them succeed, the police department, along with ABC, hold classes to help merchants streamline their policies. Shoppers say they welcome strict measures to make sure alcohol is only sold to those over 21.
I think that they should just card everybody. That should be like our new norm.
Management needs to train their employees better. That's probably and they need to be strict about checking IDs.
Now, if the Safeway gets caught selling alcohol to minors during the 3-year probation period, it risks losing its liquor license for good. Reporting live in Novato, Andrea Nakano on the Nightbeat.
All right, Andrea, lottery fever sweeping the Bay Area tonight with two massive jackpots up for grabs. So far, no one has won tonight's Powerball drawing. The winning numbers are 62, 16, 54, 57, and 59. 69, I'm sorry. Powerball number is 23. Nightbeat's Andrea Borba is live in San Francisco right now with how the prize tonight seemed to be overshadowed by the Mega Millions record jackpot, although I'm guessing, Andrea, you would be happy with either one.
Absolutely. And really, how jaded have we become when $500 million isn't enough to attract attention anymore, Brian? But if you add up the two jackpots, total, we're somewhere over $2 billion in cash floating around the U.S. waiting to be claimed.
Next winner, please.
While people across the U.S. are abuzz with the Mega Millions jackpot that has overgrown billboards, now an eye-popping $1.6 billion, that other jackpot seems to have slipped under the radar.
Nobody's paying attention to Powerball.
It's a paltry $470 million in comparison.
I think someone's going to be very happy once the six numbers are actually chosen.
With jackpots this large, even matching 5 of 6 is a bank account windfall come true.
I'm feeling lucky.
Tuesday, a 5 of 6 ticket was sold to an employee at the Safeway on Marina Boulevard in San Francisco. The take home, $1.9 million. And Friday night, another 5 of 6 winner was drawn at this AMPM in Morgan Hill. That ticket, not worth $1 billion, but still a cool $3 million.
I can't even fathom $1 billion. I mean, last time I remember a few years ago when it was the biggest and people stood in lines and, you know, they won. But yeah, now $1 billion. But, you know, chances are small, but there's always a chance you can win.
Lottery fever is contagious and spreading.
Went over there and got 12 tickets for tonight's Powerball. It's $470 million. And then last night I bought 27 tickets for the $1 billion one, but nobody won it, so I just keep trying.
In the Bay Area, the chance to daydream a big life and big buys also comes attached with a dose of reality.
One of those new Tesla sports cars, so I can go in the HOV lane.
Now, that's just a fact right now. $1 billion still can't get you out of Bay Area traffic. And if you were wondering, there's a drawing on Tuesday. The jackpot for Mega Millions, already $1.6 billion, likely to go up even higher. And at this point, no one has claimed that Powerball. On the Night Beat in San Francisco, I'm Andrea Borba.
Turning to some other news now, three people are hurt after a car runs a red light and gets hit by a muni bus. It happened just after 5:30 on Post and Larkin Streets in San Francisco. Police say the gray car ended up crashing into a pole after it was hit by the bus. The driver was cited for running a red light and was taken to the hospital for minor injuries. Two passengers on the bus were treated on scene.
Check this out. A small plane landed on San Diego County Freeway and nearly blended in with the flow of traffic. It happened in El Cajon, about 30 miles east of downtown San Diego. A student was at the controls when the plane started to lose power. His instructor took over it. The instructor touched down in the westbound lanes of Interstate 8. The aircraft was safely moved to an off-ramp and nobody was hurt.
Thousands of Central American migrants who are trying to get into the U.S. are still blocked tonight at Mexico's southern border. Reporter Idrana Diaz explains dozens of women and children were allowed through today while others found their own way across.
This is the latest stop on a risky journey to a new future, or at least the hope of one. Countless migrants, mostly from Honduras, slept overnight on this bridge that stretches from Guatemala to Mexico. On Friday, the massive group tore down a fence, allowing some people to stream through. Their reasons are clear, according to this Honduran migrant. He said there's hunger, corruption, insecurity, and uncertainty. That's forcing Hondurans to leave our country because we can't live there anymore. Mexico is processing some women and children for entry. But today, others avoided the mostly deadlocked bridge by going under it. They used makeshift boats, little more than inner tubes and plywood. 17-year-old Jimmy Aaron Hernandez was one of them.
How old are you? ¿Cuántos años tienes?
¿Eh?
¿Cuántos años tienes?
17.
17, 17. ¿A dónde quieres ir? Where do you want to go?
Estados Unidos.
To the United States. Why? ¿Por qué?
Porque quiero hacer una nueva vida. Sacar a mi familia adelante.
You want to start a new life and help your family move forward. The few people who have the proper paperwork, who have passports, who have visas, will be allowed into Mexico. The others, there he goes. He just jumped. And he's swimming. The water where he is pretty shallow. But there are parts of this river where the water reaches chest deep or deeper. It is dangerous to jump. But this is what a lot of people are resorting to in order to get to Mexico any way they can.
Federal police were there to keep order, but not stop illegal crossings. Further south in Guatemala, police tried to create a blockade, but this truck tore through it, helping migrants join the caravan.
These men here have broken out into song. They're singing the Honduran national anthem. A lot of these guys jumped from this bridge to get to the Mexican side illegally. As you can see, there are still thousands stuck on the bridge and some people still in the water who resorted to taking that leap to try to reach the river and swim to Mexico illegally. Adriana Diaz, CBS News, Hidalgo, Mexico.
Tonight, a human rights group is demanding Saudi Arabia to turn over the remains of Jamal Khashoggi for an independent autopsy. They say that Saudi government's new explanation is that he died in a fistfight in Turkey is not credible. Reporter Holly Williams is in Istanbul tonight.
It was around 1 o'clock in the morning local time when Saudi Arabia finally changed its story, admitting after nothing but angry denials that veteran journalist and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi had died inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. He walked in, apparently to get some official paperwork on October 2nd, and was killed, according to the new Saudi account, after getting into a fight and a quarrel. 18 Saudi nationals have been arrested by their government and several officials have been fired, including the former deputy head of intelligence, Ahmed al-Asiri, thought to have been close to Saudi Arabia's powerful crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman. But Saudi Arabia's new version of events has left many deeply unconvinced, including Khashoggi's longtime friend, Turan Kışlakçı.
Was he the kind of man who would walk into the Saudi Arabian consulate and get involved in a fight?
Jamal, I think he was not, can't fight anything, you know.
Khashoggi's fiance, Hatice Cengiz, said today in a tweet, "May God have mercy on you, my beloved Jamal." Khashoggi had become an outspoken critic of the Crown Prince. He'd been living in self-imposed exile in the US since last year over fears for his safety. Turkish officials have told journalists they believe Khashoggi was tortured, murdered and dismembered inside the consulate. And many will suspect the prince is more culpable than the Saudi government is admitting. Mohammed bin Salman, perhaps ironically, has now been put in charge of a committee to reform Saudi Arabia's intelligence agency.
There's still no official word on what the Saudis did with Jamal Khashoggi's body. Holly Williams, CBS News, outside the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul.
Meantime, President Trump is also reacting to the killing. During a rally in Nevada today, he criticized Saudi Arabia, but at the same time remained hesitant to cancel a new arms deal with the Saudis.
I think it's over a million jobs. That's not helpful for us to cancel an order like that. That hurts us far more than it hurts them.
The president says he would like to speak to the Crown Prince, a man Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said was, quote, toxic and a wrecking ball. Well, President Trump will be back on the campaign trail on Monday, where he will head to Texas to help defend Senator Ted Cruz's reelection bid.
A driver has just run a red light.
Coming up, a new National Museum on the lives of police officers and the chance to experience what they go through every day.
A road drowned by a shooting geyser of water. Up next, this scene from the East Bay.
And the scene will look awfully nice around the Bay Area tomorrow as we've got fog and low clouds drifting over our monochrome view. Ooh. From high atop the Salesforce Tower.
Look at that.
Maybe it'll be in color when we come back.